Hey, it's Richie and Wes.
He's Richie.
And he's Wes.
And this is our show. We're back.
In the same room.
That's right.
With working Wi-Fi.
No longer hindered by my spotty Wi-Fi. The undisclosed location I was at in Mexico, which again was not a prison.
No, it was not.
I am so glad to be home.
I'm so happy to have you.
Yes, to see your smiling face and to catch up with you in person. Oh. Even though we caught up on Zoom and all
exactly,
that
it's still not the same.
It's just different.
No.
So, we're a month away from Pride.
I know, that's so weird. And my birthday, which is, I just realized today. It's like, holy fuck, how did that happen?
It's creeping up.
Jesus.
Oh, I had my birthday while I was in Mexico.
Yeah, when you were away.
Which I just decided this year to take a day to myself.
As you should.
I feel like, first of all, I'm tired of throwing myself parties.
There you go.
And I don't expect...
And then you weren't around anyone.
Right, I wasn't around
anyone. Well, not like your core group of friends, at least.
Right, and not only that, but like, I don't expect anyone else to do that shit either.
Yeah.
Everyone's got stuff to do.
I'm the same way.
So, like, I'm not mad at anyone. I'm not like eyeing Richie Rich right now. Like, he should be throwing me birthday parties.
Not at
no.
all. I'm like, I couldn't do anything at all. It's a whole different country. So.
And if anything, we would just, like, go get a pedicure or something.
Exactly.
We wouldn't throw some
We'd have some wine and talk some shit like we do here, but not Mike's.
Exactly. Exactly. So it is great to be back. And, wow. Yeah. It does seem like a month, but it seems longer, but it seems shorter.
Same.
I have no concept of time.
I felt like it seemed so much longer with you preparing to leave. But I kept thinking that you were leaving. I'm like, oh, wait, huh? It's... And then when you left, it seemed like it went by quickly for me, but not really.
A month at a time is like really is leapfrogging through time because I feel like lot of stuff happens here.
It's like when I went for 3 months when I went to go to Arizona, a few years ago. 3.5 months I was gone.
Oh gosh, that's right.
And we still were Zooming then.
We were.
From my hotel suite.
Good old Zoom.
Technology.
Well... Right back into the WeHo drama, which I actually didn't get any more updates to this ongoing saga.
Of what?
Okay, so you're...
I only have one WeHo story that is drama, but maybe it's the same thing.
Yeah,
because
you're out of the zeitgeist.
I know.
Nightlife.
I know, which is amazing.
Yeah, you're loving it. You're loving it.
It's also weird, though, because it's like I'm in lockdown again, which is why it's good to have you here so I can get out of the house and actually converse in person with you.
Like I get to be in the studio. Oh, my God, yes. Yeah, so maybe you haven't heard about the saga of this poor man who got his skull busted.
That's exactly what I was thinking about. Yep, by a heart security guard, right?
Yes, Alberto Vasquez was brutally assaulted. Originally,
is he still in a coma?
It was a mystery. He had to have brain surgery. This poor guy. Originally, it was a big mystery, like, how it happened. He was found in the alley in his own blood. And all the shit was like...
With all the cameras around WeHo, really? What's the...
Somehow, it took Hart nearly a week to turn over the security videos. And when they did, it was their own security guard who knocked this man out and crushed his skull.
Oof.
So yeah, this guy's had to have brain surgery. He is like, I was trying to find an update for it to see if he's like out of his coma now or like how he is doing. The family's been updating. If y'all don't follow WeHo Daily and you want to know what's going on at WeHo,
go ahead. It's a read, that's for sure.
It sure is. It's a read, just like this show. And what the fuck? Not only all of that, and I guess like. This is shade to Lance Bass, but also how else would he handle it? Lance Bass had to jump in and be like, by the way, I don't own Hart anymore.
Yeah.
It's just say you're sorry that this happened.
Thank you, exactly.
And fucking go. By the way, I had nothing to do with it. No shit, Lance.
Just say that you were...
Yeah.
You send your condolences.
Yeah, but... So everyone's obviously, you know, it's like fucking cockroaches when the light goes on. Everyone's trying to scatter from this one.
Of course.
How do you Oh, and the police report. Okay, the one thing I will say about WeHo Daily is they will just post stuff.
Yeah.
Without context and without questioning shit. Because the police report said this man was belligerent and trying to get in the club because he didn't have his ID. And then the security guard punched him once.
That is crazy. You're not supposed... It's hands off.
Not only that, but how do you crack someone's skull twice?
Yes. No, he pushed him. I'm sure there's a bunch of... Did they release the footage or no?
They haven't released it. I think they released it to the family. But he was also found with his ID on him. That's how they knew who he was.
Then that doesn't make any sense.
Something about the story.
That's fishy.
But they just published the police report.
Of course. And left it up for everyone just to read the
facts. I do live for the comments on WeHo Daily because there are some amazing West Hollywood characters that pop in there.
Yes.
It's so fun. But this poor fucking guy... I don't care how drunk you are. Maybe it's possible the security video could show him getting belligerent and whatever. Yes. How are you supposed to handle it if someone were to get physical with you as a security guard?
Well, expert here on the scene, Don Brooks, aka Richie Rich.
You've worked in the nightlife industry.
And I've been in plenty of situations myself physically with belligerent, drunk, drugged out people tons of times. I've went viral on Instagram. The one app I don't even use. I didn't even know that I was going viral until someone told me, hey, is that you choking out this guy? I'm like, I'm not choking him out. I had him in a hold.
But it was controlled.
I was not choking him out because he's screaming for his mother and saying that he can't breathe. If you can scream for your mother and say you can't breathe, you can breathe. I'm just restraining you.
Yeah.
But how you deal with that is that you're supposed to be hands-off in general. Mm-hmm. And if something does get physical, you're not supposed to be throwing blows and punches. Yes, if someone's throwing punches at you, you can defend yourself.
Yeah.
But that's a last-case scenario, and typically you need to just put them in a hold.
Mm-hmm. Restrain them.
And restrain them.
Yeah.
That's it.
Or
even if you have to put them down to the ground and hold them down until the authorities come there, that's what you do. There's no reason to crack anyone's head open because that would mean that they were pushed and fell down and cracked their head open.
Definitely fell onto the sidewalk.
Yeah, so should be no. There should be no punches thrown whatsoever unless they physically hit you first, and that's just your legal right to protect yourself at that point.
Of course,
but you're still being a professional. But
even with all of that, so let's just say because I haven't seen the footage. And again, I don't want to blame the victim for what happened to him, but. He was drunk. That has been established. So you don't, even if you're defending yourself from someone who's striking at you, you don't leave them in a bloody pool.
No, not at all. That's another thing, though. And just
walk away?
Yes, because I do know this about Hart. They use outside security guards. And I hate using outside company for security guards because that's how it works. You don't know who's going to be showing up.
Right. Oh, because it's different every time.
Yep. Because I had to use them because we had a security guard shortage for a while. And I would have to report back to the owner of the security company and be like, I don't want this guy here. He's been outside flirting with girls or he's always on his phone or there was a fight that broke out. Couldn't find him. He's outside fucking taking a smoke break and or being unnecessarily aggressive, even verbally, which is they're there to de-escalate, not to escalate. So even if someone's screaming at your face, calling you every single name in the book, you ignore them. Mm-hmm. You ignore them, you speak calmly, you speak politely to them, you escort them out without touching them unless they are resisting leaving the property and causing a huge scene. Even then, you have other security guards there to have your back to prevent any of this from happening. Because you can easily, especially with someone who's drunk, they're off kilter, they have no balance, you can easily restrain someone and remove them from a facility without... cracking their head open or resorting in any type of violence.
Just leaving them there.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's,
like I said, worst case scenario comes to worst. You don't drop somebody and just walk away while they're bleeding from the head.
And a lot of these outside security guards, because they're not in-house, because we had a combination of the two, some of them are just macho, stupid-ass fucking security guards, and they're not used to a gay scene, so they can be very much homophobic.
Yeah.
Or short-tempered, you don't know who you're dealing with most times. I would request people, if I could, normally, to have kind of the same group of people. And I knew that they were cool, they were tight. We all had a good relationship. I treated them like my own employees. And they were great. But some other ones, you'd have some bad apples.
Mm-hmm.
And usually with the bad apples, I'd put them somewhere where things typically didn't happen. I wouldn't have them at the door. I would have them just stationed up by the stairs to keep track of traffic. So they're really not having to be involved with the public. Because it's...
where the problems begin.
Uh-huh. You keep the problem people away from the front.
Mm-hmm.
You keep them as bodies just to be a presence for the most part. Because most people, they see someone staring at you, they're not going to try to do drugs. They're not going to try to...
Yeah.
You're a statue for 5 hours a night. To have your presence just be there. You put personal nice people at the door.
Yeah.
So, for... that didn't even happen. It's like... I don't know. That's just not how I would have ran my place, not how I would.
Well, and the fact that the turnaround took a week or two.
That's already sketchy.
What happened. Yeah. And then Hart was,
like, you know, I don't think... Rocco's is... I don't think they're... I know they have two Rocco's, one in the Valley, one over here,
mm-hmm.
and they have Hart. So I don't think that they're, like, a corporate like we are, or right. like we were, I should say, because we had restaurants from here all the way to San Diego.
Yeah.
And I do know that
they're owned by like some, you know.
Yes. Yeah. Group. I do know that when we, because I didn't have access to security footage at all myself. I know that they do though, because I've gotten texts because I'm still in a group chat, and they would send me from Rockwoods and Hart pictures of people who were stealing phones and whatnot from the security camera. So they have access on there. I had no access to cameras at all. We would have to actually get a police report to be sent to corporate, and then that would be released to the cops.
Right.
So there's not even really an excuse for that lag, because they have the access.
Yeah.
Like, I physically did not have access.
Even if it was, the police report was filed the night he got put into the hospital. So what is a day or two?
Yes, literally a day or two is all it should take.
Hmm.
So something's very shady about that. I hope he sues.
Very fucking shady. He better. His family is definitely on it. Like, his sister especially is really on that shit.
Yeah.
So I think that they definitely will be...
I mean, and because they're outside security, it's tricky. They probably are going to have to go for the security team, right. like the company.
Well, they've already arrested the security guard.
Oh, good.
He's been arrested.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to sue anyone. They can try to go for Hart. Because that's the establishment, but it's outside security, so they're going to have to go for that company. I do know that. Because they don't, again, like I said, they don't know who's going to be showing up day to day, what their capabilities are, what their skill set is, how they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's no way to really monitor that until you get to know someone.
Yeah.
You know, after having them around a couple of times, and it's unfortunate. I hope he's okay, though. I hope he recovers.
Obviously. I do, too. I mean, it sounds like they're doing everything they can for him. So.
Good, good, good. Yeah, fuck that fucking security company.
For real. And...
I think I know the name of the security company, actually, if it wasn't listed.
Oh, it wasn't.
Oh! Easy. So, you got an inside scoop, everyone. Hold on real fast.
Name names. We need to know.
I'm going to right now because we parted ways with our outside security. Yep, that was easy. Union Strength Services is the security company that Rocco's and Hart uses. Because we parted ways with our outside security, which was CC Security. And our owner had me just scouting around for different security companies.
And I guess that makes sense because it does release the establishment itself from potentially having legal...
I mean, but honestly, if you're listening and you guys are trying to open up a bar or restaurant, it really doesn't get your own in-house security because you have the same staff week after week.
Right.
They know who the regulars are. You have a rapport with them.
Yeah.
Because I hated having outside security because it was like wrangling kittens and you're already doing that on a nightly basis on a busy weekend night.
Oh, exactly.
And they don't give a shit half the time. So, and then I have to go and be like, I don't want this person back.
Yeah.
Which was always very easy to not have them back, but...
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of people we don't want to have back, she who shall not be named, Daniel Radcliffe, has responded to being called ungrateful.
Oh, by that bitch.
Mm-hmm. And he basically was like, sure, I wouldn't have my career if not for that person. However... I will continue to support the rights of all LGBTQ people, and I have no further comment than that.
I know that's fucking right.
Also, when you frame it as though Daniel is somehow obligated to respond to his critics.
Right.
What are they criticizing? They're not criticizing his movie.
No.
They're not criticizing. They're not TV critics. They're not movie critics. They're assholes on the internet who are insulting someone because he's not a fucking TERF.
Exactly.
So no, that's not, I don't like that framing of it where it's as though he, as this some kind of valid criticism.
Also,
that
how
needs
far
to be
removed has he been? He's not a child anymore in those damn movies anymore. That's literally like someone trying to make you believe that your first job, maybe your second job in high school,
right?
Like, you don't own me. I've done my own shit after that based on my own merit. Yes, that was a stepping stone to what I'm doing now, but you in no way, shape, or form created me, my talent.
No.
I got myself the job.
He had already been in a movie with Maggie Smith prior.
Yes,
to
it's like, I got daughter. Myself,
he
my talent got me
have
here.
A career, no matter
yes,
what.
Yes, was it a huge platform? 100%.
Oh, of
but
course.
In no way, shape, or form am I indebted to you fucking 30
no.
years later when I'm a grown-ass man. No!
Okay, they gave you your start, but they don't own your
no.
soul.
No!
The fuck? They're so fucking weird.
Oh my god.
But I love his responses to all of this bullshit. I love the fact that he continues to thrive.
Yes.
And do well for himself.
Yes.
And he is able, because of Harry Potter, to do projects that
yes.
he really wants to do
yes.
and actually cares about
mm-hmm.
and is really good in all the stuff that he's in.
Oh god. Well, speaking out about people, you did catch all the Britney drama?
I caught none of that.
Oh, I love when you're surprised.
What's
this is great.
New?
Well, kids, it's 2007 again.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It's actually a good punch to TMZ. So Britney, the other day, was at the right down the street, actually, at the Chateau Marmont.
Oh, yeah. Literally
with
right
this dude
there.
She's dating, who I guess has a criminal record or something.
She
I don't
does not
fucking
have
know.
Good taste in men.
She
I mean,
really
love
doesn't.
You, Britney, but,
right? She really
babes.
Doesn't. But, I mean, doesn't people have criminal records in general?
Well, I mean, that's
mean.
True.
But. Yeah. I mean, half of that's what Hollywood does. When I really come to, I'm like, half of them are felons when I come to think about it. Even Robert Downey Jr. and Paris Hilton.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, but, yeah, there Martha was this whole
too.
Thing and that TMZ wrote, I hope she sues them, honestly. So, last week, the news on TMZ was that Britney is going broke. She's flying to tropical islands once or twice a month, spending $1 million here, $350,000 there, spending $300 on wine. Okay, let's just make this very, very clear. I don't believe for a second that woman is broke. She should have way more money than she did because of her fucking shitty-ass family. Mm-hmm. However, she still has her catalogs. She still has her perfumes that are still selling. She just had a best-selling book that was number one for over a month.
Mm-hmm. She could just be spending some of that
She money. Wasn't able to spend any money for 13 fucking years. Spending a lot of money on something does not equate going broke.
Okay.
When you have multiple streams of income coming in.
Also, what if she wants to spend her money?
That's why we want her out of the fucking conservatorship. Some people have to go broke and build themselves back up. She'll be fine.
She'll be fine.
But no, so that was the first thing that they ran with last week. Well, then the other day it was ambulance brought Britney Spears out on a stretcher because she had a mental breakdown at the Chateau Marmont. You know what Britney did today? Because she was never late, because after the story hit, mm-hmm. LAPD confirmed she was never brought to a hospital. Oh, because they said that her boyfriend and her were having a fight and she was physically abused, domestic violence. Well, I don't know if you know how domestic violence cases work, but if there's an ounce of thought that something's going on, mm-hmm. it becomes out of anyone pressing charges' hands.
Right, they have to
the state
someone.
Does.
Yeah.
Someone
they
would be arrested.
Have to make an arrest.
And they
yeah.
have to check her out.
Yeah.
She comes on Instagram today. So I heard the news.
About me.
And she's like, and it got blown out of proportion. And she's like, it's actually a lot of fake news. What happened? And she says, my dumb ass was dancing in the living room of my suite at Chateau. And I fell and twisted and fucked up my ankle. As she, the whole video was her swollen up fucking foot. God. She's like,
she was twirling again.
Right. She's like, I asked the front desk for help or whatever. And it got blown out of proportion, and an ambulance that I didn't even call for was called. And I was never checked out by anyone. I was never brought to a hospital. My ankle, as you can see, she's like, I was just being a dumbass, fucking around in my living room. Did a leap.
That's what people are going to say. It's a lie.
Oh, yeah.
It's not true.
She's like, she was like, I was doing a leap, and I fell and twisted my ankle. That's all it
was. I mean, that I believe.
Yes!
Like, just see her twirling around. She doesn't know the space.
Literally. Exactly. It's not her giant foyer in her fucking mansion.
Who put this table here?
Yeah, no one arrested. She never went to the hospital. Clearly not an assault case.
No, because this happened to a friend of mine where he and his boyfriend got into a big fight and they weren't being physical to each other, but they started doing, like, throwing shit things around.
Yeah.
And apparently he grabbed, like, oh, no, my friend is the one who grabbed, I think, his journal or something. Yeah. Or, I don't know, some book.
Yeah.
And he was going to, like, rip it or throw it or I don't know. And the boyfriend grabbed the book and pulled it out of his hands, but the book cut his arm.
Oh, shit.
Like, paper cuts.
Yeah.
And it was enough to where it was, like, all the way down his forearm, and he was bleeding. And, of course, some nosy asshole called the police.
And what?
No, wait! Oh, my God, this gets better, because I'm having flashes of the story.
Because now this is getting juicy.
The boyfriend called the police.
Oh!
To tell on him for, you know, wrecking his stuff, which, of course, you shouldn't do.
Exactly.
But when the police came and saw that my friend was the one that had cuts on him, they took the boyfriend to jail.
Yep. That's what you have. Most states now, anything domestic, it does not matter if you want to press charges. The state does it automatically.
Yeah.
So that was the first, I was all, if there was any kind of anything, physical altercation, she had any kind of marks, scratches, or whatever.
And that would be all in a police docket. That would
all
be public knowledge.
Where is
TNT getting this shit from?
She also posted that she thinks her mom has to do with the whole blow up. She hasn't talked to her mom in a few months. And they again had another falling out. And she said, I think my mom's up to this. I haven't talked to her. She's pissed off me because of that. But she's like, but yeah, I was just a dumbass. I did a leap. I landed wrong. I fucked up my ankle. I'm home safely.
I can relate because while I was in Mexico, again, not in prison, I was at a dance class with one of my favorite guest instructors was there, and she was teaching a really fun class. And at the end of her class, she always does the Soul Train line, and then everyone gets to just freestyle down the line at the end of class.
Yeah.
You know me. Why did I have to go into a cartwheel, into a triple pirouette, into a high kick? Yeah. Didn't fall, thank God, but on the last high kick, rolled my fucking foot.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it as soon as it was happening, and I immediately was able to, like, come out of it fine, but holy shit, that hurt so fucking bad.
Well, not too long ago, I was on a crutch because of a fucking cat. Things happen. Also, what type of, and I know that domestic abuse is across the board, but a swollen, twisted ankle and a foot isn't what you're going to get when you're fighting with someone. Like, was he even trying to stomp on the foot?
Like, it's going to misery her.
Normally, it's in the upper region of your body because someone's trying to restrain you from doing something. They're trying to hit you or
scratched up.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's just, but also, I mean, good for her for having social media because she was able to nip that in the bud immediately.
She needed to sue them. She needed to sue Harvey personally.
Right?
personally, speaking of lawsuits.
Uh-oh, what? It's not us, right?
No.
Okay.
However, I was going to say he should sue, but he can't sue because he did voluntarily leave. But we have talked about Bo DiMaggio, the X-Men 97 guy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we'll just call him Bo.
Yes.
Well, we had heard, and again, we are not trusted sources. We're not CNN or ABC. Yes. Like, we just repeat stuff we saw on the internet.
Yes.
We had heard that he had gotten booted off other stuff because mm-hmm. of his behavior on the set and blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. Well, according to my sources,
okay,
he not only wrote the first two seasons of X-Men 97.
I knew that.
Yes, which I hope all the X-Men fans are not only watching the show, but are realizing there will be a season two.
Oh, I've already told them on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been at many a watch party now and met the man in person and stuff, and he actually let it slip one time.
Yeah.
So it was like, bring him back for season... I'm like, season two's done.
And also...
It's waiting in the draft, so he released. It's all it is.
Yeah. And also, having met him, because I met him at the watch party too, he actually seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
And that's the word, is that in fact, don't believe the rumors, because Disney essentially tried to blackmail him into taming down his scripts and all this stuff because of his, not only his OnlyFans, even though it wasn't a dirty OnlyFans, but also because he was apparently dating someone within the company who I guess could be considered...
fratization,
you
know,
yes. And they're like, well, we have this on you, so you're going to have to listen to our script revisions. And he was like, so this is where we part ways.
Well, there we go.
And apparently everyone that's worked with him, that, again, according to my sources, not someone on the internet, according to my sources, people I've talked to who actually have worked with him, they all love it.
He was very nice when I met him. So have all the voice actors, and my God, Gambit's so hot, and so is the voice of Sunspot. Oh.
I know, right? Yeah.
Oh. Woo. Yes.
So there you go. Disney is still evil. Even though I'm watching every week.
Oh, always.
But what a bunch of shit is that?
Nothing surprises me anymore.
Are you sure about that?
What now?
This is just off the wall shit that I saw online. Now that I have Wi-Fi again, like stable Wi-Fi, I have too much internet.
Got you.
But I saw this whole debate on, I don't know if it was Threads or Twitter or whatever the fuck, about a makeup artist who basically, when you do services, you know, you have an appointment, you can kind of have little check boxes, right? Yeah. Like you can do you want your brow lashes done? Mm-hmm. That's X amount and that takes X amount of time.
Yeah.
Do you want this? That's X amount of time. I mean, first of all, she's charging an extra $35 for an early appointment, which includes...
I saw this.
9 a.m.
Yes.
9 a.m.? Bitch, that is not early. 5 a.m.? I got you.
Yes.
9 a.m.?
No. Most salons open up at 9 or 10 a.m. As a rule.
Right, but this person also felt it was appropriate to list it this way in the menu, that if you chose not to have your photo taken and allow her to use your image on social media, that you were going to be charged an extra $15.
Yes.
Which $15 in the grand scheme of getting your makeup done is not really that big of a deal, but bitch, what?
What?
Raise your fucking prices.
That's it.
Tell people they can save $15 if they want to have their photo used. Why are you approaching it like I'm committing a crime?
You're not. I'm not your fucking
photo.
I'm not your fucking test model that's paying you for exposure. I'm helping out your business.
Yes, that is first. That's your business first and foremost.
Yes.
And I know you need to advertise, and you know you need to market or whatever. But it was unreal to me the amount of people that came out in the comments defending this type of situation where, like, somehow your social media is more important than the actual job that you're doing.
Yes.
No, it ain't.
I've seen so much of that lately. This fucking lady was doing this girl's hair. She finished it. And then she proceeds to put this woman on a live stream and say, yeah, so this is my now former client. I saw her in the group chat saying that I was unprofessional, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, what are you, what? Like, why are you, one, reading my text messages? Mm-hmm. You should be focused on my hair.
Sketchy.
And she's like following her like out of the place, down the stairs, and then calling her names. So, okay, so you prove that you're unprofessional.
Yeah. You just made that
You point. Just don't book someone at that point. The lady had paid already. Who cares what the fuck they say about you? You know how much shit I've talked to my friends? I'm like, oh my god, my fucking barber is like 15 minutes fucking late again.
Of course.
Yeah. But I'm on time here and, you know, whatever. But that's my conversation to have. You're there to do a service.
Also, how are you live streaming and filming someone in a place of business?
Thank you. And then uploading it so you think everyone's going to be on your side, which... lo and behold, some people were.
People just love the drama.
These people are not your friends unless they are your friend that happens to do a service for you.
Yeah.
You are there to provide a service. They are your client. They can talk shit about you if they want to. As long mm-hmm. They're not being disruptive to your face. And you've proved now that you are fucking unprofessional.
Also, have you ever had someone... actually say something to you like, okay, one time I was a surprise, me who's always wearing cut off sleeves, was in a situation where they were like, you need to dress a little more professionally. But it was done in a way that was very I think handled very well. It allowed me to have a moment of learning and understanding, like, okay, this is the environment that I'm in.
Yeah.
I need to present myself in a certain way. Mm. You know, what have you. Apparently wearing jeans to work. Is that okay?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it allowed me to, one, I mean, realize that that was not the right environment for me, but also that you can grow from those situations.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to make it a negative.
Yeah.
Someone saying that you're not super professional at work, that could be a moment for you to recognize.
Maybe I'm doing something wrong.
Not only that, but where if you, and I know everyone wants to just be themselves and do whatever they want, yeah. Say whatever they want, and fuck everybody, but maybe if you handled yourself a little more appropriately.
And like an adult.
Your business would be more successful.
Exactly.
And you wouldn't be losing clients, you'd be gaining them.
Thank you. Just a mess. Oh my god, have you heard about the newest TikTok trend, which is completely ridiculous, and in most places besides fucking Atlanta, and some other places over in that direction, like Florida, illegal.
Ooh.
The Neartex. Yes, that is not an actual title of anything. People have been going to these four-week courses to learn how to apply veneers.
No.
Like, just actual veneers, like, over your existing teeth. They're not shaving down anything.
Okay. But still, they're stuck there forever.
And they're charging $1,000. And people have been coming out, which I don't like to victim blame, but my God, with the age of the internet and Googling. Honey. So
you're letting someone glue flippers to your
literally
face.
Literally. It's what's going on, and people have been coming up with horror stories because they've been bulky. I can't eat correctly. My mouth feels on fire. Well, you know why? Because these people, they have been in this. It's a course that you have to take when you're becoming a dental tech, but they're not getting any periodontal schooling, any actual dentistry schooling. You can't just plop on lipstick on a pig.
Right.
Because cavities don't heal themselves. And...
oh, God.
Yeah, so it's... they don't look right, or they look great, and then the next day, my mouth is sore. My gums are bleeding. Yada, yada, yada. And these people, rightfully so, are blaming these veneer techs.
Mm-hmm.
But also...
jail.
Everyone going to jail. Like, it's such a weird thing because I've been doing I've had a lot of downtime, so I've been doing nothing but like crime research and stuff that pops my YouTube. It's very interesting. There are places like Atlanta, Georgia that have real big loopholes medically.
Girl, to just where, do not discount your health.
No. What they're doing is technically legal. Oh. In the way that they're doing things. Mm-hmm. However, they don't have the education or the skill set to properly do these things. So they might look cute in pictures, but you have a root canal that needs to be addressed. You need to have teeth that are not aligned right. You can't be smarter. I'm sorry. Again, I never want to victim blame anyone, but you have a smartphone on like on your hip at all times. You save up more money or just deal with whatever is going on. And some people have perfectly fine teeth and they're just...
What did they think, that the veneers were going to fix their dental problems?
They just wanted something cosmetic. And it's considered cosmetic dentistry.
It is, until by they have the to laws in some them states. Off of you.
And yes!
It's a fucking medical procedure.
Exactly. Jeez. So it's like, I'm team no one on this. Quite honestly, I also learned, I mean, I've learned a lot lately about the law and all these things. Because there is this plastic surgery group called Goals. That they have like one in DC, one in Atlanta, and like two other places or whatever. One's in Florida somewhere. And they have a shit ton of malpractice lawsuits against them. But in the places that they're at are these weird legal loopholes that kind of protect them. So much so that they have opened up other locations. And they prey on recently viral TikTok Instagram stars. Mm-mm. And it, hey, we're at Goals. We're going to get a BBL. We're going to get ab etching.
Oh, no.
I'm going to show you a picture of this couple that I liked at first. And child, her name is Miss Netta, which is what she goes by. And the partner's name is Charles. They got famous because Miss Netta would be cooking up dinners in their kitchen and stuff. And it was like, Charles, your dinner's ready. And like, they were just kind of fun and personable people or whatever. And they blew up. It's one of those overnight sensations that happens a lot, you know.
Sure.
And they, all we all wanted them to do was like, to go viral and have, like, a cooking show.
Sure.
That would have been cute. You're cooking soul food, you know, all of this. Fun couple. They have, within 2 months, they had a manager. They were booking a tour to do what? I don't know. They don't have talents like that. Hey. It wasn't involved with the cooking. It was just club appearances and stuff. And everyone was like, and you know me, my skeptical eyes. I'm like, this is getting a little weird very, very quickly.
Yeah.
I get it. Fame goes to some people's heads or whatever. Then they've been doing these little bootleg commercials for like real estate companies. That's whatever. Get your coin. That's harmless.
I smell a scam.
Oh, yeah. Well,
smell a scam.
They go to Goals, and I'm putting the volume down. And this was Netta's backside.
Okay.
Before. And then there's the after. This is Charles before. Look at Charles after.
Excuse me. Okay. So we saw a back that got lifted and abs that got
and some abs that were, yes, exactly. However, that was right afterwards. And the BBL done. They got BBL lipos, and then he got the etching. He bloated up, and it looks like he has just like a pack of dinner rolls on his stomach because there's still the extra fat layer there on the sides. It looks crazy. Other celebrities and reality stars and whatnot have been like, they've messed up my mother. Not only that, but the reason that they're able to operate, they don't put you under.
Nope.
You are awake and under local anesthesia. So you're awake the entire time. There have been people on video saying, this shit fucking hurts. Blah.
No.
Yes. Wounds that have not healed. And then these two fucking idiots, they did, like, a follow-up and with one of the goals people, and they're like, so would you do it again? And they're like, no, probably not. Mm-hmm. Just this last week, oh, they're going back to goals to finish what they started.
What?
Thank you. Why would you not, if you are, I'm sure you're getting a decent amount of coin from these viral videos you guys have. They have like millions of followers, literally in the course of a month or two.
Yeah.
Which is like nuts. Why would you not go to an actual licensed cosmetic surgeon to have proper work done? Why, you're botched. So why go back to the place that botched you? I'm sure they're not charging them because it's going to get them a bunch of people coming in and whatnot. But fuck all of that. And then Miss Nettleba has been doing these. It's just, I just can't support them anymore. It was something very wholesome. Yeah. And it was just like, it was in real time how a little bit of recognition will change people from what they actually got recognized from. Because now she's doing purse unboxing and whatnot. And by purse unboxing, I mean purse unbagging, because they're bootleg purses that are clearly purchased from a swap meet because they're in a giant fucking plastic bag. It's like, oh yeah, yeah, here's the Gucci that I got. And, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, show off anything, but, you know, we make the money and we can spend it how we want to spend it. And, oh yeah, oh, wait, what is this? Oh, wait, what? Oh, it's the Birkin I was talking about.
No.
They don't ship you Birkins in a fucking plastic bag. You have to be selected to actually purchase one. Mind you, this is true. You can't just walk in and buy a Birkin unless you are somebody of influence, like actual celebrity.
Even then, you gotta wait.
Yeah, but they will let you know that you have to spend a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
To get a Birkin.
It's like the cost of a Bugatti.
It's ridiculous. Yeah,
and then someone literally like hands it to you.
Yes.
In person.
Yes.
So they can look you in the eyes when you get the bag.
Anything designer comes in a box first and foremost. Yeah, nothing is going to come in a plastic bag with some fucking tissue paper on the goddamn handles. So now they went from people being like, oh my god, like, great, to we're not laughing with you, we're laughing at you because you're completely gone ridiculous in the course of very few months at this point. And yeah, this goals place and every other, it's just the things that people are allowed to in different states to do medically is scary.
Speaking of scary.
Yes.
Do you all remember the Blair Witch Project?
Absolutely.
Which was I know our audience skews on the mature side, but for those of
it's like 25 years ago now.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Those of you who don't remember the time, or maybe too young to remember this, this was at a point, a cusp, if you will, where the internet was a thing, but we didn't have videos, we didn't have TikTok.
Nope, it was very brand new. Barely anyone even had it unless you had...
Yeah, a lot of people had AOL.
But the internet was pretty much gateway. Emails and a few web pages. Right.
It wasn't, there was no Google, there was no Facebook.
It took 5 minutes to get on because wait for the dial-up thing to come on. You had to
do a dial-up through your actual phone line.
You could not make a phone call or it bump you off of the internet, mind you, at this point in time.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think what else really fits in here. Oh yeah, videos really weren't a thing. Like you could do like slideshows.
Yes.
Or you could have little GIFs.
Yes.
But that was actually later. GIFs were later.
Yeah. Web pages were pretty much pictures.
Yeah.
If they were videos, they were very short.
Or
because you didn't have bandwidth to do it really and the speed tiny, to do it.
So tiny and like really grainy and shitty. Or just you could do HTML code that would change an image.
Yeah.
So you could have essentially, which is, I guess, what a GIF is, but you could have HTML code that would, like, make the colors change or, like, kind of make it look like it was moving.
But think of like a digital flip book. You'd have like 3 pages though, and that's how you'd have to make something move.
So at this time, when a website went up, a full-fledged website went up that said college students had gone missing, people thought it was real.
Yep.
Sort of like War of the Worlds. You know, people weren't used to being, you know, we have like our War of the Worlds online. People weren't used to the deception yet.
Yeah.
It was just so new. And when this website went up, it was very serious. There was no movie trailer.
No.
There was no, it was just that they were fucking missing.
It was the first viral marketing campaign.
Yes. And basically it was, the whole thing was that these kids had gone missing and blah, blah, blah. And then later it was like, oh, well, there's found footage from their cameras, blah, blah, blah. Oh, they're releasing it as a movie, blah, blah, blah. None of the actors were known.
Nope, and they used their real names.
They used their real names.
So if anyone tried to search them, which even then Google wasn't really that big of a thing.
Google wasn't a thing at all.
Like, oh my God, it wasn't.
No.
Yeah, so you couldn't even search these people, but you could look at like newspapers.
Yahoo?
It's like
Yahoo for searching, and that is not what it is today in any way. So I don't know if you would have really found them.
No.
And if you did,
they had message boards and stuff.
Yes,
but it was people being like.
But it was also stuff that the movie had put online about them. So if you searched it, that's what was going to come up.
Exactly.
So people really thought these kids were missing, and of course, I don't know what they did with them, but they put them in seclusion for months.
They couldn't talk to their family or anything.
They had no press junkets. They had no whatever. It was not billed as a movie. It was billed as a documentary. Like it was.
Legit.
Full out. Yeah, it was just full out played as reality. And then the movie came out, everyone was fucking spooked, and then it came out that it actually was a movie.
And yeah, and that even took like a good month.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, before they even did press, and it was like, by the way, this is a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it all kind of obviously unraveled when people saw the film and stuff like that. But leading up to it, for months leading up to it, because originally they just put up that website.
Yeah, that's it.
And there was nothing else.
Nope.
And
there'd be updates to the website, but that's where you got all your news about these cases was from that one particular website.
Well.
And they made a fake, like, different newspapers and stuff that would cover it, but you can't really check the validity of those because you couldn't just search something.
It just wasn't like that.
Yeah.
God, the internet is... it's better, but it also is so much worse now.
Yes.
Okay. Granted, it was an independent film that got shot for less than $100,000. I think with all the marketing, a budget was maybe $200,000.
Yeah.
Which, good for them for spending that money on that marketing.
Yeah.
That was truly a time. It was just
that kicked off everyone else's viral marketing. It was like Cloverfield after that.
Marketing. It cut off found footage.
Yep. 100%.
All this kind of shit. And... of course, at the time, they all signed contracts and got paid, but they got paid.
Mm-hmm.
With the exception that once the movie made over a certain amount, which, of course, at the time, they were like, no one's going to watch this movie. We'll never make $1 billion.
This is just a little indie project we're doing in the woods.
Except it became the cultural phenomenon that it did. And right when they were at the cusp of... making that in sales, the original studio sold it to somebody else under the nose of all the original actors and producers and directors and basically said it nullified the sales because it was no longer with the original studio.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, what?
Uh-huh.
No, that's some shady shit.
Yep.
And now they're getting sued as they fucking should.
Yes. Because just a little more backstory, in case you did not know this, there was barely a script. They improvised 85% of everything. Mm-hmm. They'd be told to go certain places.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yes.
They would just like...
they'd be like, walk over to this tree. There's a marker on it.
Yeah.
Not even tell...
but then it'd be like... burn out baby doll heads. And they were
and they were just freaking the fuck out. So, like, they were literally
terrified these kids.
These kids basically, I mean, technically wrote the script because they were improv-ing most of it. That crying scene, she was actually crying.
Yes, because they were freaking
out. Yes, the crew scared and traumatized these fucking kids in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that scene where Heather's crying... With the camera, she was, that's the main iconic selling point, yes. I mean,
that's iconic.
With the snot dripping and
snot dripping out, that
she was literally terrified. Yeah. They were starving them and making them, I mean, it's basically modern day reality television at this point, basically, because that's what they do on reality TV shows now, and to get a reaction.
And they deserve their fucking money.
Yes!
And once again, I can't believe people who pop off in the comments section as though, oh, well, that happened 25 years ago and they should.
And?
The studio's getting their money!
Exactly.
No, you should always fight for your right to get paid.
Absolutely.
You should never feel as though you should just let something go.
Nope.
Oh, I agree. You know, granted, we've talked about this before with your billboard image that pops up every now and then. Sometimes the contract is ironclad.
It really is. I signed my likeness off, and damn it, I still have the contract somewhere in my drawers in my file cabinet. But
I mean,
those things look hurt. But I didn't help create and put myself as my own character and be disconnected from my family and friends for months at a time, and then sold this giant movie that became a franchise.
And a video
game. Yes, to not be paid for shit that I physically helped create. I wasn't reading lines off of a script. I was thrown into the woods and been told to do something, given slight direction and improving my own character.
Okay, so actually, this dips back to the place that told me to dress better. I got fired from that place, technically. Because, I don't know, I was just like, it really wasn't the place for me. I admit, I was fucking shit up.
Mm.
And, like, they, you know, they let me go. But they did it in a way that was really weird and fucked up. Because they tried to just, like, limit my duties and, like, do all the stuff. And, like, I was told I could have a, you know, 2-week probationary period. And I was like, look, if you're going to fire me, you just fire me.
Yeah.
I will go right now. Just fire me. So they did. But because it was this big corporation, it was actually Children's Hospital.
Oh, shit.
So you can imagine the oversight and
of
the departmental shit that's supposed to go on. You fire somebody and you can't just fire somebody without HR being involved. So-and-so's manager of the manager of the manager and all this fucking shit. So that had happened. And then I was going to apply for unemployment. And they're like, well, you can't employ for unemployment because the hospital says you're still employed. So I called up the hospital and I said, where's my checks?
Right?
And made those motherfuckers pay me. First of all, made them actually terminate me and got a check.
As you should.
The first part, though, was really scary because when I first told them that, they were like, you know, and then I had thankfully a friend of mine who was an attorney, and she was like, no, you're going to write them a letter, you're going to do this, and they're probably going to send you, like, a fuck you letter. They're going to send you a letter that says no.
Yeah.
But then you're going to use that letter as documentation to... So she kind of walked me through this whole process, and eventually they were like, okay, yeah, we do owe you this money because we said you were employed here.
Uh-huh.
So here's your check.
Yep.
Now, this took months. Where I was getting, I had no job.
Yeah.
Had no unemployment.
Yeah, because you couldn't.
And they weren't sending me my money.
Yeah.
So that was a tough, tough time, but I fought that shit out my one.
Good. But the amount of fucking people in their comments thinking they know fucking everything is ridiculous. Or erasing history. Oh my God.
People don't know anything.
Another fucking Diddy Aubrey O'Day situation.
Oh,
because there is a documentary now. Right. Oh, is that one of your things?
No.
Oh. Aubrey is part of a documentary, but it's called The Downfall of Diddy. And people in the comments, it might be just because you weren't aware of something or weren't following someone and what they've been doing does not mean that they have not been speaking about things. Because we, for years, have been talking about Aubrey O'Day spilling the beans on how shady Diddy has been. We talked about it last year before any of this Cassie information came. When
I
he
hate
was
that shit so much, right? Like, oh well, I never heard of them. It's Taylor Swift, bitch.
Right?
Like, of course, you know. Let yeah. Me, like,
or why are they? Why are they speaking up now? No, she's been saying this shit since she was on camera 20 years ago on the damn show.
Just because you are ignorant
does not make something not true. So everyone's like, why is she just speaking it up right now? Blah 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 blah. And like before the Cassie thing even got brought up and settled within a week, which again we all know what that means. Not saying that when you settle something doesn't mean it does not make you guilty for something. However,
yeah,
let's be real. In his case, she came out when we reported that he was paying publishing and residuals for his artist. All of a sudden, she was the first one to come out and say on a podcast, she's like, well, I can talk to you today because I didn't sign that because it came with the NDA. And she's like, I thought it was fishy in general because she's like, where's this coming from? She's like, because it seems to be in trying to paint him in the light of this benevolent man and he's righting the wrongs of his past. She's like, but no, because we weren't getting back pay from when we were in the group selling records. She's like, no, we get future payment for our streams after they sold our catalogs to Sony. Mm-hmm. She's like, and I got my attorney on it. And he said, you'll be making about, and she said, $330 a year is what she'd be getting if split with all her bandmates.
Oh my God.
She said she called up her.
That's not even like a pension. Like,
if exactly.
Month, at least it could be like a pension.
Right.
Or something with Jesus Christ.
She said that is what we would be getting roughly from our streams from when Sony took us over a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She said, so my attorney said, do not fucking sign this. Yeah. She said, I called up all my bandmates. Yeah, not all of us are on good terms, mm-hmm. but I was like, do not sign this because in that contract, it says you cannot speak on him, his mother, his son, anyone involved in Bad Boy.
Now I want to know what they're doing.
Exactly.
What's the mother doing?
And she said, so I wouldn't be able to speak on my story. She's all, I can go on a reality show and I make six figures.
Yeah.
For a few weeks of filming, and I've been doing that for 20 years now.
Yeah.
She's like, I told my bandmates, if you need $300 to even $800, I will give it to you. Don't tell yourself and your right to speak on things that we went through. Mm-hmm. She's all the week. I can, like, if we all five band together, I can get us a lucrative deal telling our story. Mm-hmm. We were the biggest artist on that label, the first yeah. pop group on that label that blew up. We made making the band what it was. She's all, that will, we can get six figures each for just telling our story on Hulu.
Yeah.
Or Netflix, and someone is going to pick it up and pay right. us.
And I will watch that shit.
Right? She's like, do not do this, because you're selling me your rights to tell anything that happened that you saw.
Mm-hmm. Which is and sketchy she, in and of itself.
Right? And she said everyone else, besides her and one other person, signed away.
Oh my God.
And she said in this recent interview, she's all, I can be here telling my story about the things that I saw and the details of these contracts and whatnot, had I signed that paper. She's like, and this is a year ago. She was like, I knew something was happening. That was my first thought. Something's getting covered up and something big's gonna come down because there's no way in hell that this greedy ass man that used us for so many years, while he's raking in millions of dollars, not only from our album sales,
yeah.
but from the TV show as well, is just going to magically give us money and be a Santa Claus all of a sudden.
She got a point.
And then 3 months later, the Cassie thing dropped, and now all yeah. these, and she's like, I fucking knew it, and that's why I said what I said.
Oh, we've said it many times. Aubrey is no dummy.
Oh, no. She's smart.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when they were getting paid nothing on that damn show, they painted her as a villain for going off and doing Broadway and doing Playboy and hanging out with Kim Kardashian. And this is before Kim Kardashian was Kim Kardashian, actually. Yeah. She was just now, I think, the first season of her show. And she was making moves to do things yeah. because they weren't getting paid to be doing shit.
And
you don't sell millions yeah. of copies of your first album out and you're $50,000 in debt after your tour, and that's where you make all your money. didn't make any sense. So she was a smart one in that whole situation. They painted her to be the villain.
Why she still got a career.
Yes.
Why she's still going on reality shows and...
and can haggle those prices mm-hmm. for her to be on said reality show. But yeah, I'm like, it's just funny reading the comments. It's like, why is she speaking? Now, first of all, you don't put a victim of anything in a time frame. Also, you have someone as powerful as that man that has every lawyer at his disposal that's not going to cost him any money at all. That's how they get you.
Yeah.
You break your NDA, they can sue you, and then you're not going to be able to keep up with legal bills.
Right.
At all. But it's like, also, she's been saying this shit forever, so blame your own fucking ignorance on the fact that you just didn't keep up with the story or took 4 seconds to Google something.
People are so dumb. I saw, for real, I screenshotted this comment the other day. Someone was talking about one of the TikTok trends where now people are, like, stretching their face and, like, taping it to get rid of wrinkles. Okay, you and I are lay people. Does that not sound like that will give you wrinkles?
Yes!
So that's what a doctor went on to TikTok to say would eventually happen if you're putting medical tape under your eye.
Exactly.
And stretching that out. And one of the comments, I fucking kid you not, said, what do you know? You're just a doctor. Get your advice from a 20-year-old on TikTok.
The fact that we have the information superhighway at our fingertips and so many people are willfully ignorant on so many things is insane. Jesus.
I have one last thing, and it's not a shady thing at all, even though it might sound like it.
I have a shady thing, but it's just something personal. I wanted to get off my chest. I think that you'd be entertained by it, but go ahead.
Vanessa Williams is back with a new song called Legs.
Yes.
She is still looking like she did in the 90s. Still sounding like she did in the 90s. The song could be from the 90s.
Right.
The video looks like it was shot in the 90s.
Yes.
And I love it.
I love it.
I don't give a shit.
She was having fucking fun.
Fucking love.
She looks amazing as usual. I actually just tweeted last week. I'm like, somebody said, put some respect on her name.
For
because
real.
It makes no sense for one person to be that fucking talented.
Yeah.
She can dance. She can act her ass off.
Mm-hmm.
She can sing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't... And someone even said, like... someone put, like, under like my like tweet, like, sing, question mark, you don't get hired to sing on a Disney fucking soundtrack if you don't have the pipes to fucking do it. Yeah, the woman can sing her ass off.
She's
the first black Miss America,
like, power vocalist.
No, but she can sell
great range.
Yes,
and she is a solid singer.
Yes,
when she sings live, her microphone is on.
Yes, and this is this is the heyday of when Celine Dion was, then Peebo Bryson were doing Disney soundtracks.
Mm-hmm.
90s Disney did not fuck around.
No,
on
Phil Collins
on a song from a movie of theirs.
They still don't.
No. But I mean, but back in the day, you know, they also did. I think now they just kind of released the soundtrack with the people who actually were in the movie.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yes. But back in the day, that was the thing. You had the songs from the movie, and then you had an artist sing that song from the movie and take it to a whole different level. And Vanessa Williams was that girl. Beautiful.
She did. How can you ever hear Colors of the Wind?
Yes.
And the woman can sing. Are you insane?
Let me hear you sing it.
Okay. That's it right now.
That's what I tweeted. Actually, I said, let me hear you sing it. And I said, quickly. No auto-tune, because that didn't exist back then. Yes. No. She's insanely talented.
And I love
it. And has range.
And I love it that she's not trying to be, like, hip now.
No.
She's in her lane. She's in her zone, right? That's how, like, I would not expect anything more or less from her. She is exactly in that zone. First of all, I love the nostalgia of the 90s, but also she's not trying to be...
No.
She's not trying to be something she's not.
No.
She's not trying to
also,
be...
Also, if you have not listened, go to her discography in the 90s, because she had bah hops.
She sure did.
And great videos, and was dipping...
look exactly like Legs.
Literally. Like...
And she's still looking amazing thanks to Pilates, which she has done... I guess for the last like 20 or 30 years.
Hey, good for her.
It shows. She's keeping it together. I'm telling y'all, Pilates will save your life. I can't tell you it'll make you look like Vanessa Williams, but it'll save your life.
Well, I'm just going to end this on a shady note.
Okay, good.
Because someone pissed, not they irritated me, did not piss me off.
Okay.
So there is, you know, on Twitter, there's the trends of, would you do this for this amount of money? And everyone quote tweets, you know, with like a funny image of something or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, I woke up to, would you do a line of cocaine for $2.5 million? And my Twitter wittiness is with my words sometimes, but sometimes I need to put an image of someone that everyone knows, and that's where the attention goes, because sometimes you don't need words, you just need an image.
Yeah.
So I posted an image of this popular YouTuber who has been on, like, different Fox, like, Zoom podcasts that are now really popular now and stuff like that. His name is Funky Dineva. I used to like him. I hate him now. Just because of, he's done some very questionable things. He's always bashing black women, even though he's a black man himself, darker than me.
Is this? I don't know YouTube people.
Yeah, no, I barely do. But he used to just have like these, you know, back in like the early YouTube.
I watched the YouTube like Bigfoot chase, right? And like shit like that. Like, I don't know the YouTube.
You know, like back in the day when like YouTube was like kind of up and coming, and then you had the Vine, and you see people with these like funny little moments or whatever. He spun that off into a decent career for himself.
Who
as far
is this
as
guy?
His name, he goes by Funky Dineva. He used to wear a wig all the time. Ooh. And he just talked about what kind of what we do. It was like a podcast before a podcast was like a thing.
Okay.
And he just reported on like gossip, like whenever it would like occur from his apartment and, you know, with the camera phone. Well, he it was one of those things like Charles and Netta that I was talking about, where you like someone for them being genuinely funny and witty.
Yeah.
And then you see the fame go to their head and things. And he started having falling outs with people he would work with. People, because he was on a very popular blog at the time that reported like housewife stuff or whatever. He and the co-owner of that website got into a huge falling out. She aired his ass out saying that she took him in when he had nothing. And he basically was a shitty cohabitant as far as doing deals without her, without consulting, but still using their brand as the starting point. Also trash talking her, which was starting to leak when they were friends that started this whole thing together. And then she had to kick him out because he wasn't paying her when he should have. It was this whole thing.
Just a mess.
Yeah. So he's been just ridiculous for a while. And then I remember being on Facebook, as we all were during the fucking lockdown. And he was traveling around the globe during a lockdown. And people were dying, which is... Now we can joke about COVID, but at the time, it was no joke. We didn't have a vaccine. And it was we were all held in place. And we were scared to go around people in general. And then he kept talking about you guys, basically throwing in everyone's faces, oh, I'm here in this country with the Russian and blah blah blah, this mysterious Russian man that we should all be fawning over. This man is not attractive, by the way. Neither one of them are. And you know, I rarely say that because I don't attack people's looks, but whatever. No. And then he drunkenly one night on Facebook posted him and the Russian, and everyone's like, one, you're fucking putting people at risk. Two, who is this old-ass, ugly white man that you've been teasing us to see? And, like, what are you... Like, it was just... He's a mess. He's a definition of a coon. Don't get mad. I'm the black one. I have to clarify this every so often when I use some black terminology. Well, he also said he likes to dabble in some snow.
Okay.
He claimed
all this to tell us what image he decided to pick up.
Yes. I had to set it up this way.
I'm glad you did, because I had no fucking
exactly
clue.
See, so that was a question, and I just posted a picture of him in a wig like he used to wear, because now he even ditched that whole shtick.
Oh, okay.
And this has really shitty things to say about mental health and all of these things, and it's he's a mess. So that's blowing up, and most people were just laughing at it, like, oh my god, it's still popping up on my phone when I pop into Twitter. But this one person today, and this is just, look, if someone posts a joke, and maybe you might like someone, and it's mean-spirited, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
don't come my motherfucking page and try to police what I do when you don't follow me and I don't follow you.
Why are we even here?
Because someone's like, I don't understand the dragon. He's admitted that he's done cocaine before, so I'm not understanding
That's the joke.
So I said, I'm very bluntly, and this is verbatim what I said. I said, I'm dragging him because he's a horrible human being and I don't like him. and that's just what it is. This person goes...
Because he deserves it.
This person goes and decides to combat me. And says, I was just asking a simple question, got it, in capital letters. And I said, I wasn't offended by your question, you know, and I don't think I came off pointed or sarcastic towards you, but I gave you a simple answer as to you popping on here. And then this smartass says, okay, ? With the gif of someone being like a shrug. And at that point, I just said, okay, now I'm about to block you. But before I do, let me tell you this. Mm-hmm. I didn't summon you.
No.
I don't follow you. You don't follow me. And you didn't ask a question. Actually, you just made statements.
Mm-hmm. Also.
And I simply gave you a very concise sentence.
Okay. Thing is, like, I will fight you.
Yes! I
will punch you in the fucking face.
I said...
That is not a retort. That does not prove a point.
I said, inward, now you're actually... Yep, I said, inward, actually, now you're irritating me. I don't follow you. You don't follow me. You came onto my post. I actually clarified that your tweet didn't upset me.
Yeah.
And I didn't come across in any type of way towards you. I gave you a straightforward answer as to why I was doing this. I don't like this human being. And that's why I said what I said.
Or literally just posted a gif.
And then he said something else, and then I blocked him. Mm-mm. And then people were like, why are you being so, not to me, but to him, why are you being so passive aggressive?
Right.
I'm like, thank you.
Okay.
You started this conversation. I mm-hmm. gave you a quick explanation, very quick. And then you're the one dragging this on. I was all, go back and watch his anti-black coon ass with his ugly, decrepit dime pieces in his eyes that we're supposed to be jealous about and go watch one of his videos. Mm-hmm. Stay off my page.
Yeah.
I don't get people picking fights when there doesn't need to be one.
Exactly. Like,
why? If I came off like, fuck you,
yeah.
Like, he's done this,
sure.
Different situation. I'm actually instigating a conversation. You said you didn't understand why I even posted this. I gave you a very quick two-sentence reply that was not, and I even clarified, I wasn't upset by you even putting that. But here's the reasoning why.
I think people just want to... There are people that love to hear themselves talk, and I think there are people that just need that device in their hand. It's the only outlet they have to the world. They obviously don't have friends or can't make friends.
Right?
So their whole persona is getting into fights with strangers on the internet.
And, like, my thing is this. I see something that someone might say something about something that I don't like. Mm-hmm. I just scroll on past. I don't even engage in it.
That's very, pardon me, it's very, very easy to do.
It is, and that's what I do.
And also, a joke is a joke, get over it.
I'm like, everyone else is fucking laughing at this shit because I knew exactly what I was talking about. Why are you here popping up anyways? And then getting all crazy, dragging it out when I gave you a simple explanation. That's you being curious. Which, mind you, was not stated in the form of a question, so you didn't even ask me a question, but...
It's good to be back.
It is.
All right, everybody, thanks for listening. Be sure to check out our sponsors and our show notes and save some money by using our coupon codes. Until next time,
goodbye.
Bye.